7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode, and it is going to be a little different than normal. We are going to be giving you a little bit of what we like this season so far. Kind of like a late season recap, I guess. But we're going to talk about some of the best of X position. It could be running back, wide receiver, tight end. Going to give you our MVP so far throughout the year. Our offensive rookie of the year, defensive rookie of the year. What has impressed us, what has disappointed us. Little bit of everything. But before we get to all that, Tom, Tim, how you guys doing?
Living the mother trucking dream, Joshua. How the heck are you, buddy?
Doing good. Can't complain, Tom.
I'm doing great. It's good to be here with you gentlemen. It's Thanksgiving week. Pumped to get fatter, eat a bunch of turkey, mashed potatoes.
It's going to be pretty hard for you to get fatter, Tom, in all honesty.
Thank you, twig boy.
Let's first start off real quick. The best running back that you guys have seen so far this year, who is it? Doesn't have to be a rookie. It could be any running back. Who has outperformed your predictions?
100%, it's Mr. Mark Ingram. Since AP has left, this dude has been money, especially the last 2 weeks, getting over 20 points each week, including a 30-burger. This dude's just been great. Right now, he's running back 4 overall. But if you drafted Mark Ingram, you probably got him. It's somewhere after the 4th round. I got him in a league in the 7th round, I believe, and it's been nothing but money from this gentleman.
It's hard to go against Mark Ingram, in all honesty, but I do have to say, I'm still going to say Le'Veon Bell. He's somewhere around, I know he's in the top 3 in most leagues right now, and he hasn't even been at the top of his game yet. He's still got a lot of home games ahead of him, and I'm going to say Le'Veon Bell is still going to end this season as the number one running back.
Number one running back on the entire year, right?
Yes.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, for me, it's kind of tough because like I like Melvin Gordon. I thought he's had a very good year so far. He's, what, number 6 overall, I believe. He's right behind Mark Ingram.
Yep.
But I have to go with you, Tom. I mean, he's basically overperformed on what we all predicted. I think in my initial rankings, I had him like 22. So for him to be at number 6 at this point in time, I'm very shocked with that. So I would have to give the nod to one Mark Ingram in this case here. So who has been the biggest disappointment in running back so far throughout this entire year for you guys?
Easy. Actually, this is extremely easy. Marshawn Lynch, mister. I can't stand for the national anthem, but I have the Facebook video here, and I love Skittles. Extreme disappointment. Extremely, extremely, extremely disappointing. I haven't been this disappointed since the first time I tried anal. It wasn't very exciting.
Receiving or giving, Tim?
Well, that's a very good question, Tom. I don't think Marshawn has lived up to what the Raiders expected of him. So, Marshawn Lynch, easy.
My biggest disappointment would be my favorite rookie running back, Mr. Joe Mixon. I was extremely high on him. I know you were as well, Joshua. Yep. Tim, I think he was in your top 32 as well. Mm-hmm. We're expecting him to be startable. So right now, he's number 26. It's not terrible. It's not great either, but I was just expecting more from him. I didn't think that offensive line would be this much of a hindrance. I think that it's a huge negative spot for him right now. That offensive line cannot block. He is getting hit behind the line of scrimmage. It seems like almost every run he's doing the best he can, but hopefully the Bengals can improve that offensive line and he could be a fantasy stud in the future. Still got tons of talent, but he's been a disappointment for me.
I'm going to give you two disappointments, not any of my disappointments, just the general fantasy football fan who basically put their hopes and dreams on some of these guys. One, Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry right now, He is running back number 41. A lot of people, including some of our listeners, they were really high on Derrick Henry here. Also, another running back, Adrian Peterson. That was another one who was getting a lot of hype going to the Saints. How he was going to overtake Mark Ingram for the starting job. Basically, I think he was just there taking up carries away from Mark Ingram and one from Alvin Kamara. So now that he's gone to Arizona, a lot of people bought back in thinking he was going to be the guy. Had the one big game, and that's been about it. So those are the two biggest disappointments, not personally in my opinion, but I think in the general fantasy football opinion. Wide receivers, guys, who is the biggest or the best wide receiver so far this year?
Best so far this year, I'm going to give it to Mr. DeAndre Hopkins. Kind of a...
What the hell?
What?
Go ahead. Carry on. Sorry.
DeAndre has been money this year. In PPR leagues, he's only had one game under 10 points. He's had a couple 30 spots, multiple 20-point games. And when Deshaun Watson was playing, this guy was fantastic. He's been doing it as well, though, with Mr. Tom Savage, something I was worried about. Right now, he is wide receiver two, but he's just been so good this year. And if you were drafting him, most likely you were getting him in the third or fourth round. Completely great value from Mr. DeAndre Hopkins. Giving big time props for a man who carries a little yip dog in a purse, but he doesn't play like a pansy.
Hey, if you're a PPR guy, how do you not go Antonio Brown?
That was the easy answer, Tim.
It's the easy answer, but it's the right answer. Always have to be difficult.
He's had four games under 10 points.
He's had four games over 20 points. So S-Y-D, sir, okay? He is still the guy, by far. Most points in PPR. Is it DeAndre Hopkins or Antonio Brown? It's Antonio Brown.
0.1 per game.
He is the choice. End of story. And he hasn't even been that good. That's the best part. He's the number one guy, and he hasn't even lived up to his potential. It's redonkulous, sir. Redonkulous. Stephen A. Smith says, it's absurd. It is ridiculous that Antonio Brown is not getting the respect that he deserves.
Yeah, I could easily say Adam Thielen because I am a big fan of
you
his.
Can't.
I'm not going to. I'm going to say
he's ever. It's like 4 points less a game. It's a two horse race.
Well, I think a wide receiver that is basically overperformed from what he was projected to do, Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald. Chances are you drafted him later in your draft. A lot of people, everybody, was David Johnson was the guy. He was supposed to catch over 100 balls. He ended up getting hurt. If you drafted Larry Fitzgerald late, he has put on a production of sorts over there. He's putting up big numbers. He is the number four wide receiver right now in fantasy football, and he has been my safest bet for a wide receiver and the best value that you could have gotten later on in drafts. Doing very well this year.
I'm shocked, honestly.
And he's got a contract
extension. I mean, he was probably the guy, like, most that I heard everyone talk about that was kind of like, yeah, I'm going to stay away from him. It is the guy, by and far, when we come to the end of the season, we're like, who are you wrong about? That's it, right there. By far. Far and away.
Wide receiver you're most disappointed with this year?
Amari Cooper. Only three games, double-digit scoring. He's had games, one reception, 6 yards, two receptions, 9 yards, one reception, 8 yards. They just have not been utilizing him the right way. He hasn't been perfect, though. He's had his fair share of drops, which was his biggest concern his rookie year. Kind of picked it up last year, but right now the Raiders as a whole have been a disappointment. But Amari Cooper was a guy who I thought would be competing to be a top five wide receiver this year, and right now he's 31. Disappointing.
Honestly, I wish I could say something different. That's 100% was on my mind. Amari Cooper. I mean, not even that he was a disappointment. He's just disgusting. Like that, it's just an absolute, the definition of the word failure. Tom and I both defended his honor going into this season. And Tom, I know, has owned him in all of his leagues. I didn't. But I still thought for sure Michael Crabtree can't stay on this level. This is Amari Cooper's team. Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, both of them. Extremely, extremely disappointing. There's no doubt. It is lone answer. There's no other answer. It's
and
Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper was a high draft pick fantasy leagues
He's
as well.
Top three.
Mine, biggest disappointment-wise, wide receiver, Terrell Pryor. I feel like he was a top six-round pick, and he went to Washington to be, quote-unquote, the guy there. He got the one-year prove-it deal, essentially, and he's been benched. He's injured, but before the injury, he just was not doing anything. There was no real connection between him and Kirk Cousins, and I just don't think and I think it's shown that he's not a true number one or number two wide receiver. He is that converted quarterback who was a big-bodied wide receiver, 6'4", 6'5", and they just peppered him with targets when he was in Cleveland, and now he's on the Washington Redskins, and he just didn't do anything. Big disappointment in my eyes with one Terrell Pryor.
Guys, I have a question for you.
Yep.
Do you guys remember who our number two consensus wide
Jordy
receiver?
Nelson.
Yep. Is he a bigger disappointment than Amari Cooper?
No, because it's not his fault. I know that's easy to say, but it's a fact.
Jordy Nelson was most likely a first-round pick. Amari Cooper was, what, a second- or third-round pick at most? So it really depends. If you took a wide receiver in the first round and you took Amari Cooper to be your second wide receiver, then I don't know. But if you took Amari as your first, then I would have to say Amari would be a bigger disappointment.
Right now, Jordy Nelson has scored less points than Amari and was normally drafted ahead of Amari. So I find it hard to believe that he's less of a disappointment. But
Amari's more of a disappointment because he's in the prime situation he was to start the season. Jordy's not. Jordy's been thrust into a terrible situation with a horseshit quarterback, no offensive line, no real running game, and it sucks. So
let me ask you guys this. Who is closer to Mike Evans in points? We have Mike Evans at 131.4 points on the year. And let's say, I don't know, T.Y. Hilton or Kenny Stills?
T.Y. It's probably wrong.
Tim?
I have to go Kenny Stills.
Kenny Stills. 40 catches, 588 yards, 5 touchdowns. T.Y. Hilton, 36 catches, 725 yards, 3 touchdowns. Very interesting. Who's got more points on the year? Juju Smith-Schuster or Stephon Diggs?
Juju.
Yes, Juju Smith-Schuster. Stephon
Diggs has missed time.
Yeah, he's missed a couple games. Let's do Ted Ginn Jr. or Jordy Nelson.
Ted Ginn.
Yeah.
Look at us. We know our fantasy shit.
Cooper Kupp.
Fuck you, Josh.
Cooper Kupp or Nelson Aguilar?
Cooper Kupp.
Go Nelson.
Nelson Aguilar.
Ah, damn it.
By 0.5. But 0.5 still counts. let's move on to tight ends. Tight end here. Who is your best tight end so far this year?
I think easy, Travis Kelce. He was a guy that I own in a lot of leagues. I know we've drafted him in a lot of our expert leagues. Get him in the fourth round, but we viewed him as pretty much a wide receiver too. But at the tight end spot, one of the safest floors and one of the highest ceilings as well. He's been the guy in Kansas City and one of the most consistent players in all of fantasy. Absolutely love Kelce this year.
You know, I hate agreeing with Tom. I mean, the alternative is go with Gronk. But Kelce has been
so much
more consistent and just the guy. There's been no one else, you know. Your boy,
Zach Ertz.
Thank you. Zach Ertz started off so hot, right? And everyone thought for sure Zach Ertz, like, he's going to blow up. We started this season telling everyone, hey, the tight end position is so in flux. No one knows what's going to happen. There's going to be a top five guys that, you know, outside of Gronk and Kelce, who knows who it will be. And everyone thought Ertz was it. And he still may be, but Travis Kelce, far and away, the most consistent, most reliable tight end out of anyone, outside of injury, outside of everything. So it has to be Travis Kelce.
Yeah, actually going up until week 9 when Ertz missed that game, he was Mr. Consistent. He was 17, 14, 17, 13, 18, 15, 19, 13. And then you look at Kelce. Kelce was actually 9 points, 24, 1 point, 24, 17, 7. So up until that point, he wasn't Mr. Consistent. But he does score the most points. And when he did score the points, when it mattered, it was in bunches, in the 20-point range, which Zach Ertz has not scored in yet. But I think round-wise, when you got Zach Ertz, you got a good find later on in drafts, but with even Evan Ingram later on as well, which is a tight end that we talked about before the draft, before your fantasy drafts, of a tight end to be on the lookout for. I don't know if we all thought he was going to be a tight end number 5.
No.
But we thought he could have cracked the top 12. So very impressive with those guys. But again, Travis Kelce has to be the number 1. He is beating everybody by at least 28 points. 28 points on the year. Very good tight end here. Biggest disappointment in the tight end position.
For me, it'd probably be Martellus Bennett. You know, I wasn't expecting him to be great this year. But I thought him and A-Rod would finally get a connection and Green Bay would finally have a great tight end. And nope, it never really got clicking there. And then A-Rod went out. Martellus faked an injury. And now he's completely healthy again, playing for the Patriots. But he's still not doing anything. He's still outside the top 30 for tight ends, which is absolutely horrendous. I was expecting a lot more from Marty B.
You know, I want to say biggest disappointment, but that's the easy answer. I will go with the guy, the ex-Green Bay Packer, Jared Cook. I thought for sure going to Oakland with the Marshawn Lynch running game, with Crabtree and Cooper there, that he was prime to blow up. And he's looked decent at times, but not what I thought he would be. So
did you think he was going to be a top 5 tight end?
Maybe not top 5, but better than what he is right now.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with Eric Ebron. Eric Ebron, even though they brought in a couple tight ends in the offseason, Darren Fells and whoever else that they brought in, I thought Ebron still would have proved that he was the guy for the Titans, the tight end that they've needed, and he hasn't done much of anything. He has scored 2 touchdowns on the year. He has only scored over 10 points twice this year, week 10 against the Cleveland Browns and week number 2 against the Giants, and he is ranked tight end number 24. And I don't even know if you could really rely on Eric Ebron as a bye-week filler. I would rather go with an Ed Dixon or an O.J. Howard right now at this point in time if they were available. So big disappointment, Eric Ebron. I think we were all on that Eric Ebron possibly hype train where he could have had his big breakout year, and then it just didn't happen, guys. Eric Ebron, big disappointment for me.
And Jordan Reed needs to be thrown into that pool as well. 4-0 spots this year. Tight end number 29 right now, and most people are taking him as a top 3 or 4 tight end this year.
Very true, very true. All right, let's move on to quarterback, boys. Who's your best performing quarterback you have?
Russell Wilson. He's number 1 right now. He's just been money as of late. After his bye week, he's just been winning you weeks. He's pretty much the only, in my eyes, only game-changing quarterback right now. And he's doing it through the air. He's running the football. And right now, that defense is bad. It's not the same Seattle Seahawks defense. They cannot run the football. He's going to win a lot of people championships this year as long as you can get away from him week 14. Besides that, though, he's going to be tearing it up this year.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What could have been if it was one Deshaun Watson?
He would be it for sure.
He would definitely be it. He was on pace for gigantic numbers. I mean, look at it. He's still ranked quarterback number 11, and he's missed 3 weeks, and he had a bye week. It's crazy to think that those numbers would have I don't even know where he'd be on this list if he was still healthy. But I do agree, Russell Wilson, he's got no running game whatsoever. So his numbers,
he's still the rushing leader on that team.
Yeah, so maybe that's why his numbers are a little inflated with 2,800 yards passing, 377 attempts. But he is everything to that Seahawks team right now. You can maybe make an argument for Tom Brady and Carson Wentz. Kirk Cousins is another one that I would probably consider throwing in there. I did not have Kirk Cousins that high on my list. Originally, I had Drew Brees ahead of him. I had Matt Ryan ahead of him, probably Roethlisberger ahead of him. So Kirk Cousins up there at number, five on the list here. Pretty impressive to see him all the way up there. Tim?
I agree. I like Kirk Cousins quite a bit. I guess the quarterback that I would go with going into, I don't know if you want to say down the stretch or overall. I mean, Russell Wilson, like Tom alluded to, has been absolutely fantastic. I still really like Carson Wentz. What Carson Wentz has been able to do and to put himself in that MVP category, I mean, the Bears, I think, is going to have a good opportunity to torch at home. Then playing the Seattle Seahawks on the road, that's going to be rough. But after that, the Rams on the road, Rams secondary has been suspect. Giants, Raiders, Cowboys. He has an opportunity to have an extra close to 2,000 yards and a lot of touchdowns in these final six games here. So I will take Carson Wentz.
Biggest disappointment in a fantasy quarterback. There's a lot, guys. So
there's a lot.
So take your time, dissect it.
I will go right away. It's easy. Tom told me at the beginning of the year that by week two, that Andrew Luck would be playing for the Indianapolis Colts. Now he's visiting concentration camps while he's on vacation in Germany, trying to get his specialty surgery from these weirdo doctors, arm transplants, plasma transplants, whatever it may be. Dude's a weirdo now. Apparently he may never play again after the rumors being that he was going to be starting at week 2, week 3. Who knows what the hell's going on with Andy Luck, but all I know is some people still drafted him in the 6th or 7th round hoping to get a sneaky pick, and they got F'd in the A by doing so.
My biggest disappointment would probably be Mr. James Winston. Right now, he's missed back-to-back games, got banged up week 9 against New Orleans Saints. He's just been disappointing this year. Hard knocks, there's a curse there. But Winston had him as a top 6 or 7 guy this year. Thought he was going to take that step, had all the weapons surrounding him with talent on the offensive side of the football, and he's just not getting it done right now.
How no hand sanitizer company has picked him up as a sponsor yet, I have no idea.
I'm going to go with Derek Carr. He has only scored over 13.7 points 1, 2, 3 times this year.
Yikes.
That's bad.
It's a good call, Josh.
It's tough.
Yep.
So that's me with Derek Carr there. I want to know, what do you guys have right now for the, before we get to the rookie of the year, who right now is the best first round draft pick from the NFL? Doesn't have to be fantasy related. It could be any draft pick at all through the first round, and why?
Ugh. Any position?
Any position.
This might be a little crazy. I'm going to go with a guy that was pretty high on. Kind of slid in the first round of the draft. Me, Mr. Ryan Ramczyk, offensive tackle. Look, the Saints, there's been a transformation. Ramczyk hasn't been perfect, but he's had to slide in at the right tackle. He's had to play some guard, left tackle. He's been a versatile offensive lineman, and he has helped that team create a new identity. I like Ramczyk, and he's one of the most important draft picks overall in the first round, I believe.
Josh, I'm going to go. You go first, because I want to go two people.
I could easily say a Leonard Fournette. I could easily say a Christian McCaffrey. I could say Marshawn Lattimore. I could say whoever else. It doesn't matter. I'm actually going to pick a guy that was drafted 2 picks in front of Ryan Ramczyk, and that is the Pittsburgh Steeler outside linebacker T.J. Watt.
Good pick.
He's been a monster on the defensive side of the ball for the Steelers. Even though he's been hurt for a game or two, He has been playing lights out and brings a different element to that Steelers defense.
So I'm going to go with two picks here.
Mitchell,
Tim, you get one.
I don't care. I'm going to do two. So
Jabril Peppers.
Fuck you, Tom. First and foremost, I'm going to go with the biggest difference makers on side. You mentioned what Ryan Ramczyk did for the mentality and the just everything going on with that team as a difference maker. Marshawn Lattimore did that tenfold for that Saints defense. I mean, the difference that he has made in that secondary is unreal. They were a joke. They were bottom third of the NFL on defense in the secondary for close to a decade. He comes in there and instantly, now the pass rush has a lot to do with it as well, but he is that, the same way we all describe Jamal Adams as that go-to, going to be a team captain and set a trend for a defense. He has proven that he's going to be that same guy for the Saints. And on the offensive side of the ball, I'm more doing this as almost an apology. I said this was a terrible idea. Awful to trade up. Trading up for Deshaun Watson seems to have been the best thing to ever happen to the Houston Texans, even though he's injured. You look at what he did fantasy-wise over a five-week span, 21, 33, 36, 23, 40. 5 weeks, that's what he did. Compared to what they had in a Tom Savage, it is night and day. If he is anything, if he continues when he comes back healthy, to get DeAndre Hopkins, to get Will Fuller, to get the running backs involved. This is a difference maker. They went out and they got their guy, much to the chagrin of morons like myself, and it seems to have been the right choice. So props to you, Houston Texans, for going out and doing you.
Do you guys have a favorite later round pick? I'm just kind of throwing it at you. Do you guys have a favorite later round pick at all?
Well, you put us on the spot.
I know. Well, I'll tell you mine. I like Pat Elflein, center for the Vikings. Vikings' offensive line, there were a lot of people talking about how terrible the offensive line for the Vikings were. They brought a lot of new people in. And I believe every single one of those players are top five in their position ranking-wise. Pat Elflein is a rookie coming in there. When we saw Dalvin Cook running the ball, he was a top-flight rookie running back, a top-flight running back in general talking. Now you're looking at Jerick McKinnon and Latavius Murray. Jerick McKinnon's not a very good player, but the thing is that offensive line have given them a lot of yards. Latavius Murray putting up yards, scoring touchdowns. Pat Elflein for me.
I got one, and it's easy because I'll take the homer pick. I don't care. I'll do it. Eddie Jackson, Chicago Bears. Steal the draft. Obviously had a broken leg, injury concerns, whatever, but has been in just over a half of a season, has been better than any safety the Bears have had in the last 3 to 4 years. So easily steal the draft.
Not really thinking of anything.
Shaquille Griffin's another one.
Yeah. Go with another corner. Kind of. Tim probably doesn't even know who this guy is. Cornerback for the Colts. Nickel corner. Nate Harrison. Over 250 snaps this year. Hasn't given up a receiving touchdown. He's been pretty good. That's about all I got. But another thing about Pat Elflein. Remember, I had him in my first round mock for the
same here,
for the Seahawks, taking him because I thought he was worth it.
You guys were both huge on Pat Elflein.
Yeah,
I like Elflein. Oh, another one you could have put out there, Tariq Cohen, because Tim loves Tariq Cohen.
That's a fact.
Me loving Tariq Cohen is not a fact.
All right, guys, rookie of the year on the offensive side of the ball. We talked a little bit about this in a previous episode. I think we're going to have a couple different guys here, so I'm pretty excited to see who we're all going to say. Rookie of the year, offensive side of the ball, go.
I think it's between two guys. I kind of tried to fight the thought that Alvin Kamara was worth it. If you look at his numbers right now, he's been probably the most consistent rookie overall. There's really no quarterback that has deserved it so far. If Watson was playing, obviously he would be in this consideration, but I'd have to go with Kamara right now.
So let's list the top five guys right now, right? So I think it's Kamara,
yep.
Fournette,
yep.
Hunt,
yep.
At the time, it was Deshaun Watson. Can you still put him in there? Obviously, no. You can't because no. He can't win it.
No.
Who else do we have?
Juju
Smith-Schuster.
And
you have
he's
to put
number one receiver.
Maybe Christian McCaffrey in that
yeah.
that now as well.
Well, he's going to break some records
yeah.
in receptions for running backs.
So,
absolutely
with those five, those are our top five for the rookie running or rookie wide receivers.
I believe if it were to be determined right now, it would have to be Alvin Kamara, which I love because you hated him so much, Josh. Now, by the end of it, you said, I know, I'm gonna give you justification. You said he was getting into a great system and he was going to have
correct.
A lot of success. So I'm not saying that, you know, just not knocking you. But I think at the end of the day, Leonard Fournette is going to end up being your Rookie of the Year offensive MVP.
So you think Kamara right now?
Right now.
End of season. Who do you have?
Kamara.
And you said right now Kamara?
I said right now Kamara, end of the year I have Fournette.
Interesting.
And I think that Christian McCaffrey, with how the Panthers' offense has evolved since getting rid of Benjamin, if they have it now kind of set, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's going to break some records. So.
Yeah. I think it could be Christian McCaffrey by the end
yep.
of the season. I think right now it's definitely Alvin Kamara. But if we see the Saints let loose on the gas a little bit, they don't push it down all the way, I think we could see it being Christian McCaffrey by the end of it.
If it wasn't for injuries, this list would probably be completely different with Watson. You got Cook, and this rookie class might have been super freaking special.
Yeah.
We might have had 3 to 4 rookie running backs in the top 12. That's something I think that was one of our bold predictions. I'm not sure who it was. But if it wasn't for those injuries, that probably would have happened. For 3 to 4 rookie running backs to be in the top 12, it might have been mine. But I know Cook, Fournette, Mixon, there's guys
yeah,
we were super
God,
high on.
Yeah.
Rookie running backs in the top 12. I had that was our consensus. I had Joe Mixon. That's it in the top 12.
You guys were higher. Oh.
For Tim had Leonard Fournette.
Yep.
That was it. Tom, you had Joe Mixon and Leonard Fournette in the top 12. You had Cook at 15. You had Christian McCaffrey at 18. Tim, you had Fournette at 11, Mixon at 14, Cook at 15, and McCaffrey at 21. I had Mixon at 5. God, that blew up in my face. Fournette at 14, Cook 15, and McCaffrey 18. So
we're all pretty high and a lot higher than most people were.
I'm very interested to see as we go into this upcoming draft now, because that's where we're almost on the precipice of that, right? How we start evaluating talent and how we start recognizing the, you know, okay, we love this guy, but is he, like Joe Mixon, perfect example. We all loved him, but I feel like I was the only one to recognize
temperament expectations.
He's not going to get the opportunity.
He's getting the opportunity.
He's somewhat, but I don't think they're full blown on him yet.
Where did you have Mark Ingram on your list?
Somewhere in the 20s.
I had him in the 30s, I think.
You had him at 26. You had him at 27.
Mm-hmm.
I had him at 22.
And that I love that. I love what I call the fuck you brag. Right?
Yeah, he pretty much listened to our episode.
Mark Ingram deserves that. He's been shit on so many times. He deserves that. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, same here. I like looked at it. I'm like, oh man, why did we have him that far down?
Well, it's simple. Look, they had AP, and if they didn't trade AP, Mark Ingram would not be doing this in my eyes, personally.
No, absolutely not.
And we were figuring all three of them would be on the same team the whole year. That's why we had him ranked where he was. That's why I had him right
there.
For
sure.
What about one Carlos Hyde? Where did you guys have him on your list?
I didn't even have him in my top 32.
No,
I didn't.
I did.
I had him
in the 24.
Tim had him at 17. Tom, 33.
Like
me,
as big as it is.
32.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I had him still somewhat up there. He's going to fall quite a bit more, though, I believe. Matt Breida's looked halfway decent.
This is the most consistent he's been. Really hasn't missed much time. It's contract year for him.
Who was the only one that had Chris Thompson on their list?
You.
Yep.
Yeah, probably you.
And now, what was he? He was a top...
Yeah, it's not going to matter now. Yeah. He has a broken leg. Good luck with that pick, dum-dum.
Yeah, top 10 running back out for the year. It's a little frustrating. Who is the defensive rookie of the year so far? Or who could you make a case for?
Lattimore's up there. T.J. Watt.
So I'm going to throw... T.J. Watt's up there. I think Marshon Lattimore is the obvious answer. But someone who's played his ass off every single one of these games that I have watched of this team, I constantly hear his name. And I actually believe that I predicted him as the rookie of the year. Hassan Reddick is doing fantastic things in Arizona. He's doing very, very well. I don't know his exact stats. All I know is whenever I watch Cardinals games, I am constantly hearing him getting pressure on the ball, being around the ball. I'm just happy for someone who, from Temple, you know, we were all high on him coming out of the draft. I like guys like that. Josh?
Yeah, I don't know. T.J. Watt, I like. I said it before. Carl Lawson's been playing pretty well.
Yep.
You can't really put Myles Garrett in there yet.
He had a fumble recovery over the weekend.
Tre'Davious White's been playing really well in Buffalo. Jamal Adams for the Jets. I mean, there's a couple people that are all in that group that is pretty good, but I don't think anybody right now touches Marshon Lattimore yet.
No.
So if White has like the greatest end stretch to a season, we can maybe see White jump, but I don't see it happening. I think it's got to be Marshon Lattimore, and I think that's just the way it's going
to
be. So
I'm interested to see as well, you know, Derek Barnett, gentlemen, already 4.5 sacks this year. That's pretty...
he's been heating up as of late. I think he's had four in the last three.
Yeah, he's slowly getting there. He had two against the Cowboys. So very interested to see how he heats up here down the stretch. Obviously, broke Reggie White's sack record in Tennessee.
The NFL does MVP, then offensive... player of the year, right? That's so stupid. But I guess we'll do the same thing. The NFL defensive player of the year. Do you guys have anybody in mind right now?
I do. Give me Joey Bosa, baby.
Joey Bosa?
That attitude, what he's bringing to San Diego or Los Angeles now, whatever the hell they are, he's bringing a swagger to a team that desperately, desperately needs it. They have been overwhelming at times this year, but that defense, him and Melvin Ingram, they're bringing it. So give me Joey Bosa.
Who you got, Tom?
Give me Jalen Ramsey. I think he's the best overall defender on the best overall defensive team. Him or Calais Campbell, one of those two. I think one of the guys in the Jags deserve it right now.
I like both of those.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Campbell, for me, it's got to be somebody from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Has to be right now.
Well, you're saying it wrong, so...
The Saxonville Jaguars, I'm sorry. It's got to be one of those guys. I like Campbell. I like Ramsey as well, but I really do like your Bosa pick. That could be really under-the-radar defensive player of the year pick right there. Offensive player of the year, who do you guys have?
Hey.
I'm going to give it to Russell Wilson. I don't think he's going to get the MVP because I don't think his team will make the playoffs or they won't be as dominant as the true MVP. But Russell Wilson's been playing lights out right now. If you just watch a Seattle Seahawks game, you'll see how valuable he is and how much of an offensive talent he is. Just his scrambling ability, his passing game is top-notch right now. Give me Russell Wilson.
Give me one Tomas Brady. You may have heard of him. He seems to be pretty good at football.
I'm going to go just away from the quarterback. I'm going to go with Antonio Brown, wide receiver. I like the picks with quarterbacks. They make sense, but I just I wanted to be different. So
I thought I was being different with Brady. How sad is that?
Todd Gurley needs some consideration as well.
Get the fuck out of here.
What about Mark Ingram?
He's been fantastic.
What about Mark Ingram?
No.
He's been good this year, but Gurley's numbers are better than his right now.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, he has more rushes than Mark Ingram. He does not have more rushing yards. Mark Ingram beats him 806 to 791. He has more, or they're even at touchdowns. And I don't know. Mark Ingram's looking pretty good compared to Todd Gurley.
Look at their receiving yards, receptions.
Five fumbles for Todd Gurley, two for Mark Ingram.
Gurley's got 40 more fantasy points right now.
Yeah.
PPR, but.
Okay.
It's a big difference.
MVP of the year. Who do you guys have?
Be Tom Brady. Patriots most likely will have the best overall record. He's the best overall player on the Patriots. That's why I did not list him at Offensive Player of the Year and why he deserves the MVP.
So, I specifically named Tomas Brady as the Offensive Player of the Year to steal Josh's thunder. Carson Wentz and what he does with the Philadelphia Eagles, 8-2. They're going to end up running away with the NFC East. They're going to get pressured a bit by the Redskins, but what Carson Wentz has been able to do this year is outstanding. They're going to be a 11-12 win team. Carson Wentz will be your NFL MVP.
I think if the Seattle Seahawks make the playoffs, Russell Wilson MVP for me. I want to go with Wentz. They're 9-1. I think you're going to have Peterson be the coach of the year there. It just makes sense to have Wentz as the MVP. But the thing is, Wentz has so many pieces to the puzzle there. The running game has been lights out. They get so much contribution from so many different players on that team. Carson Wentz doesn't have to do it all, but he does. But on the Seahawks, Russell Wilson is the guy. He has to do it. Aging defense not doing as good as it has been. Legion of Boom is no longer. If they make the playoffs, Russell Wilson MVP for me.
Can I change my nomination?
Go ahead.
All right, it's going to be a three-way tie. Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, and Andrew Luck. These teams are completely different without their franchise quarterbacks, and those franchises would be effed in the A. They did not have them all returning next year. Andrew Luck will play next year. Screw you, Tim. Suck my, you know what.
No, hopefully he sends you a card from Auschwitz where he was just visiting.
You can't say that.
Lord. Why can't I say that? There's a lot of people who go to Germany and they visit the concentration camps. I'm assuming since Luck is there getting his arm placement surgery, that he's going to visit the different sites to see in Germany.
All right, we're almost done here. I want to ask you guys a future pick, all right? Who is going to be the first quarterback drafted in the 2018 season?
Ooh.
I don't need to know what team they're going to. I just want to know.
Very easy for me. It is going to be Josh the Chosen Rosen. I love Baker Mayfield, and I loved Sam Darnold, but Darnold's going back to college. He has to. He embarrassed himself this year. And Baker Mayfield, while as good as he is, and he's going to beat Alabama in the college football playoff, there's still some questions to be answered there. Josh Rosen is a true bona fide NFL quarterback. He's got everything, size, mechanics that you want. Teams aren't going to be able to stay away from that.
I'm going to go with my boy, Lamar Jackson.
Oh, my God.
My dude. Look, we saw this year what a mobile quarterback can do, put in the right system. Mr. Deshaun Watson, the Cleveland Browns will get their mobile quarterback. And it's going to be a wonderful marriage in Cleveland.
God, that's a sleeper pick right there.
That's a dumbass pick.
I don't hate it.
I hate the shit out of it.
I don't hate it. Lamar Jackson can easily be the best quarterback out of this group of quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Easily.
Out of your god.
Dude, Rosen is like bipolar. His teammates hate him. He's Jay Cutler 2.0 in the locker room. It's a joke. Jackson's a true leader. He's a freaking man amongst boys.
How many quarterbacks taken in the first round?
4.
I'm going to say 3. I'm going to say 3. I'd say the kid from Wyoming, Jackson, and Rosen all go in the first round.
No Baker? That's why I said 4, Tim.
I'm still going to say 3. I don't think there's enough teams out there that want to spend a first-round pick on a quarterback. And Baker very well could go as a second or third-round quarterback.
First running back drafted.
Saquon.
Yeah, Saquon for sure. No doubt.
Second running back drafted.
There's guys.
Yeah. Who would you put at third?
My third right now is probably Damian Harris from Bama. It's deep, though. You got Chubb, Michelle, Freeman.
I think Chubb's going to impress at the combine. I really do.
I like Freeman.
Chubb, when you go back and look at his track record, I mean, he's had, with Michelle coming on strong here, it's kind of screwed him over after his injury, right? But I feel like teams are going to be able to see through that once he gets to the combine. He still has good college numbers. He's a physical beast. He has the ability to go out there and be a true three down running back, in all honesty, in my opinion.
Number one wide receiver drafted.
It has to be a kid from Alabama.
Calvin Ridley?
Absolutely.
Sutton's got the size, though. But I think Ridley will end up to the Bears in the top 10.
I agree with Tom 100%. Ridley's the best wide receiver to come out of Alabama since Amari.
I like Sutton, but I really like James Washington from Oklahoma State.
I'm a big
Oklahoma State fan.
What do you think?
He looks like a goddamn running back, though.
Is that QB from Oklahoma State? He's a senior, right? He's a redshirt senior.
He's a senior.
He has to come out. Is he going to get drafted, what, late?
I think he'll get drafted late. Right now, he was getting talked about being a higher Mason Rudolph, a higher pick. But Mason Rudolph, he's mobile. But the thing is that, and I've watched a lot of Mason Rudolph football, he cannot sense when somebody is running behind him, tracking him down. He loses that part of it. He's not like in my opinion, a Carson Wentz. He could kind of be in that parallel, but when he does kind of sneak out of that backfield to roll out to the left or to the right, he loses who's behind him. He thinks he's quicker than he is.
I agree with that.
He is quick, but he thinks he's quicker than he is, and he gets caught from behind. So I do like him, though. He can throw a ball. He's got a strong arm.
Going back to wide receiver, is that Berrios going to come out from Miami? He's a junior, isn't he?
I think
Berrios is a junior.
I can't remember.
He's a stud, too.
Yeah, he's decent, too, but it'll be very interesting. There's a lot of great skill position players.
I can't wait. Like, it's funny. Last year during the offseason, like, it became taxing at times. Like, we were like, God, I can't wait for the season to start so we can start. And now I'm like, I can't wait for the offseason to start. Like, I'm excited. I know all of us have kind of looked at some players here and there. But
oh, yeah. I'm excited to break down all these quarterbacks. That's really what I want to see. Like, I was a big fan of Josh Rosen. I was a big fan of Josh Allen, and then just watching them this year in the limited time that I've seen them in their actual games, I've been just so disappointed. But I kind of want to actually be able to break them down like how we did last year and actually see exactly how terrible Sam Darnold is. So that was for you.
You're not going to have to break him down because he's not coming out.
I have a feeling he isn't either.
No, he's literally already told his teammates and his coaches that he's not coming out.
Yeah,
it's all been rumored, but he's not coming out.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see where some of these guys,
like, really
how they grade out.
Think about it. He's a redshirt sophomore. That's the reason that he's going to be able to come out. He has nothing to gain by coming out right now. He's had the worst season after being highly touted and a good true redshirt.
But he would still, in my opinion, be a top 12 pick. At least, hands down.
But next year, I mean, obviously.
But next year, you look at this, right? You could be a top 12 pick. You could be drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. Isn't that a better landing spot than getting picked number one by the Cleveland Browns? Wouldn't you rather have that?
Hey, Josh,
I would.
You know what they would rather have? Money. And guaranteed money.
He should look at Matt Barkley, what happened to him when he decided to go back.
It is not even fucking close.
How isn't it close? Because Barkley had a chance to come out and be a top five pick, guaranteed, and he goes back and he was a fourth round or third round pick.
Is Darnell even going to come out and be a fucking first two round pick? No one knows that.
He'd be top five.
Get the fuck out of here, a top five pick. No fucking way.
Yes, he would.
Look how many quarterbacks were drafted. And how many teams?
Absolutely.
Look how many teams moved up in the first round this year. And
for established quarterback.
And what happened was Deshaun Watson put everybody on the board right there. They looked at Deshaun Watson. The Houston Texans moved up in the draft to get him when Deshaun Watson was being talked about taking in the late first, early second round.
Who put up big numbers in college? Darnell has put up atrocious numbers this year. Atrocious. He's embarrassed himself. That's a fact. We all know that. I am the biggest Darnell supporter here out of the three of us. To compare him to Matt Leinart in Leinart's junior season.
Barkley.
When Barkley was...
Leinart was a lefty.
Yes. A guaranteed top five pick. It's not even close to the same thing.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Darnold has done more in college than Mitchell Trubisky has done. He's a better pro prospect than Patrick Mahomes.
Who had a better year coming out then? If Darnold comes out this year, are Darnold's numbers better than Mahomes and Trubisky? No.
No, because Sam will not be starting. He will be backing up Carson Palmer for 1 year.
If the Giants picked him up, him backing up Eli.
Yeah.
One of those spots.
You're misinterpreting what I'm saying. I'm saying their numbers coming out of college. So Sam Darnold's numbers right now coming out of college, and he's in a pass-first offense.
Oh, he's probably got better numbers than Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, fuck no.
He's only started like five games.
And he still doesn't. That's the thing. Darnold's got 24 touchdowns and 12 picks. So that's horseshit. That is a horseshit college stats. And he's got 1 to 2 games left. Absolutely not. Under no circumstance should Sam Darnold come out right now. People love his mechanics, but when you have the Baker Mayfields, when you have the Brandon Allens, when you have the Josh Allen, when you have the Josh Rosens, absolutely freaking not do you come out right now when you're as highly touted as this kid is and so that talented. 6'4", 220 pounds. You go back for your junior year and throw for 4,500 yards and 40 touchdowns, you're going to be the overall consensus number one pick by far, not even close. He will be lucky to be drafted in the first round if he comes out this year.
You're nuts.
Absolutely crazy. Anything else, guys?
Hey, remember when Tim said the Patriots would hold on to Garoppolo and Brady for a full season?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember. Didn't happen.
Did he say we were nuts that thought they'd trade him?
And then he also challenged us to a slap bet for it.
Nope. Yep. Never did any of those.
That will be on the internet soon.
I never said that you were crazy.
Anything else, guys?
Can we do a 2018 mock draft next week?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, let's do it.
Already start breaking it down.
I mean...
There's some really bad people on YouTube that have like 3,000 views. I mean, really...
Yeah, maybe we'll just have to start doing it. Who knows? Yeah.
Buy a fucking camera like I've been saying.
All right. That's all we have for you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed our mid to late season fantasy rankings and what we kind of like and disappointments, I guess. So,
Sam Darnold, I will guarantee with a slap bet, will not come out.
I agree with you, but I think it's the wrong decision.
Yeah, I agree as well.
It means no bet.
With that being said, we are Pony Keg Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter at Pony Keg Sports, at Pony Keg Tom, at MMA News _Tim. There will be a slap bet next week. Somebody will make it. You guys can always go to our website, ponykegsports.com. And until next time, happy Thanksgiving? Is that it?
Don't say Merry Thanksgiving. What the fuck else?
I've heard people say Merry Thanksgiving.
You should slap at those people.
Yeah. I'm going to say this. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Peace!